I think we're off the live stream now. And so we're still recording. We'll go into the post show briefly here.
That was so great. I love this. I your guys's ability to storytell in unique ways, it's just so captivating. So thank you guys for being such good storytellers. It's so great. I love it so much. I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to go over time, but it's like, you can't stop. The stories keep coming. Yeah. I mean, if we would have cut it off early, we wouldn't have heard about the great, 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 great granddaughter getting a hat. I mean, incredible. So who was snoring? We got to know. Who was snoring?
He wasn't. Play the tape, Bob. Why don't you cue the tape up? And we'll
yeah.
Yes, Bob. Like an hour.
We have an outtake movie that we made.
We have a blooper.
And Tim is, let's say Tim is featured multiple times in that outtake story.
Tim always has to win. He's always got to be.
Yikes. And I mean, I've been sleeping in tents with Tim now for quite some time, so I know better. And I have the most amazing noise canceling Bose in ear. And they, I've used them all over the world, racing and camping and whatever. They cannot defeat Tweet.
No
undefeated.
Way.
Undefeated.
Yeah. Nope.
Undefeated. Yeah.
Nope.
But, is this medical? Do we need to refer him?
Yeah. Well, Jennifer was saying it's true. He does.
I would
stop
like to have someone
breathing.
Look into this. Tim, I'm worried about you.
Not safe.
I think it would be
not
even
safe.
Faster if like you could breathe at night.
Yeah, but he kept the coyotes away from Hal.
No. That's true.
And he probably kept every other animal that we definitely saw cougar tracks.
Ooh.
And saw bear tracks.
I saw that.
And bobcat tracks.
I'm surprised the bears didn't come pay him a visit though to check him out and say who, you know.
Built-in wildlife deterrent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably saved us a few times. Yeah. So that I should be thankful for your story.
Exactly.
That is the running joke though, when we get going. And I think we made it all the way almost to Highway 50. So it was a couple hours and we had to race across a Camino. I mean, it was, you know, try not to get run over. And that's when Jen had to sneak through the cyclone fence and she started it and said, does my butt look fat going through the cyclone fence? And then the jokes were on. It's that just kind of lit the fire of.
Yeah.
From then on out. Yeah, I can't go into all the other ones. That has to stay on the trail. But
if you ever hang out with Craig Thornley and Matt Keyes, just know that you've reverted back to seventh grade or lower.
And yeah.
You can't talk about anything. Wood, you can't talk about it. Yeah.
Don't go there, Jen. Don't go there.
I was alone, Elka, without you, and I suffered mightily. And I was like, am I going to have to take
I owe you forever.
Yeah. All the juvenile humor coming my way. I was like, I can hang. I got a 13-year-old and an 18-year-old, so I can do this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why when you're really tired from a day on the trail and then you get around the campfire, you get your warm clothes on, have dinner, maybe have a daddy bourbon or a beer, and then the jokes start. And
oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you mentioned the grog several times, so I was curious.
Well,
the clampers.
Yeah,
the clampers.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, they brought one of the fellows that's our contact, Bryce, mother has an apple orchard. So Bryce takes the mature apples and turns it into 175 proof. It was clear. And had it in a ball jar, of course. And I went to, he said, I'd like you to have a sample. I said, great. And I went over and got a plastic cup and he said, no.
No.
No, you need to drink it out of this.
Community cup.
Because it'll burn through it.
Yeah, plastic would melt.
Yeah,
it not only burns through your cup, it burns through your esophagus.
You know, you
but
meet
we all
some
had
of the
a sample. It made the stories really flow that night. It was nonstop.
You meet some of the craziest people there because we had Bob, an old work friend of Bob's, came in early that evening, and you know it was great talking with her, and then that gal I told you, Claire, she had written that book and she goes, oh, I'm coming to come back later. I'll bring you one of my books. We're like, great. Well, she came back later with her book, but about a 3/4 bottle of Frey Ranch. If you know that, then that's Frey Ranch is the local whiskey company out at Fallon. So we'd been going for what, a couple hours, you know, and this guy had come by and he says, I got to go play some music in town. He says, my name's Niall. I'm a saxophonist. We look him up and he's the New World Jazz Project. Is that what it is? I think, Bob. Mm-hmm. And he goes, and the other guy that was there had cycled by while we were setting up camp. He came back. He was a cyclist. He goes, oh, you know, Dave Mason, the guy from the 70s, he lives right down the street and he knows all the musicians. But then this Nile guy goes back to play his music and he comes back at about, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock with a bottle of wine and a box of pirouettes and just starts just telling jokes. And he's just like, oh my gosh, where do we find these people?
you're like a traveling party. You're just attracting everything, right?
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
And those two women, we had a couple of women join us for the last few months.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then when we were at Grover Hot Springs, we'd been, the lady at the kiosk was super nice. So she walked down, the ranger lady from the kiosk walked down and sat around the fire with us. And Hal did his history lesson for the evening. And there was some, Bo had brought a couple of bottles of red wine. So,
and it was really, Tim and I, when really we were nice. sitting in the hot springs, there's 50 people there, right? Kids running around. We're talking a little bit. And there's a gentleman right next to us. And he starts to kind of lean over and listen in. He says, you're talking about Snowshoe Thompson. We are. He says, I know about you guys. And he sidles over. It turns out he was the chair of supervisor of Alpine County. Now, Alpine County is where Thompson's ranch is. And towards the end of Thompson's career, he became a supervisor of Alpine County. So this guy was a generationally, you know, many generations later, had the same job that Snowshoe Thompson had. And he was very knowledgeable and a great guy to know. He'd been there 15 years, used to make movies in LA, moved there. And next thing you know, he's handing us his card saying, we got to get together. We got to talk more history and things like that. So it's remarkable. It's one of the great things we love about this because, you know, we have ultra running friends that are into this. We have history people. We have historical people. We have people that just love the trails. It brings all these eclectic groups together. Mm-hmm. And there's so much common. I mean, the clampers, right? So you have these history people that some of them are more like a librarian, very quiet and reserved. And, you know, they're just spending a lot of time researching. And you got the clampers, right? Who really look like a motorcycle gang. And, you know, they're whiskey swilling and the long beards and, you know, they're very outgoing, and yet they get along like brothers and sisters.
Mm.
And they do a lot of civic work, so they look like a motorcycle gang. Yeah. They have these vests with all this bling, but it's all a big joke. It's supposed to be a big joke about
total joke.
The Mucky Mucks act when they have, you know, hats and sayings. And so they're making fun of one of those fraternities that's very hoity-toity. And yet they do civic work with underrepresented people, poor youth. They take care of sick people, elderly people. So their entire thrust is to bond community. And they have all these sayings about how you have to work every day and every day you do good deeds. And nice. You feel humble because you look at them and you think you might judge them, you know, in a different setting, like they're a motorcycle gang. They're not.
Yeah.
Nope.
Great.
No, they're fantastic people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're a historical society that brings community together. So we've learned so much.
Yeah. So we go to the Snowshoe Thompson stone, and when the ceremony's finally over, and so they brought their own cooler and had a little cooler full of Pabst Blue Ribbon and Tecate. Everybody had a little, you know, a little sip of something after everything was over. But yeah, those guys are real characters. That whole thing there, even
like they have a sign on 80 somewhere in the Auburn area. I think
there's a ton of them in Auburn. Yeah. There's an Auburn chapter.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot of signs out. Yeah. Even when we were doing our town hall thing, one of them asked a question or talked about it. And they always say, you know, their standard response is, what say the brethren?
Satisfactory.
Satisfactory.
Yeah. In fact, their chapter is called the Snowshoe Thompson chapter.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
All right.
All these indeed. One chapter just for Snowshoe Thompson. Yeah, and it's primarily on the western of the United States, you know, California, Utah, Nevada, Arizona. It started back in West Virginia, but it's kind of taken over here in the West. And that's their job. Their kind of civic thing is service, but also to document significant places in the West. So that's why their signs are out all over the place. There's a bunch of them downtown Auburn. Just haven't found them yet. Yep.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, they're at these gatherings with older people, and they come up to you and they'll, you know, be about in their 80s or, and you'll start asking them questions and it'll turn out they did the Tevis Cup back in, you know, 54, or they did the Western States, or they did it four times, or, and so you're meeting people who are ultra runners just like us, but they might be a couple of generations removed and we don't know them. And then I say, oh my God, you rode the Tevis Cup four times. Do you know Hal Hall? And they'll reconnect, you know, it's really neat.
Yeah, that lady was a Tevis rider. And then there was a guy who came up to me and he finished States in 98. Yeah. And you could tell he wasn't a runner anymore, but he was interested.
So cool. The one question that's been popping in my head and that I wanted to ask you as we wrap up is, do you know of any other group anywhere in the U.S., the world, wherever, that's doing what you do?
Oh, I'm sure there must be. But the answer is not directly, but we never really, you know, tried to seek them out. We're kind of just doing our own thing. But I'm sure there are. I mean, it can't be a unique idea. I can't believe that it is. But it is, for us, you know, it's just very rewarding. We're at different points in our lives and in our running careers and families and career. And it is something that kind of brings us together for a different purpose. So when we go and complete the task, or if it's a race, and we don't race, but when we complete our mission, there is a tremendous amount of fulfillment. But then you have all of the other things that come with it, through the research or the people that you're meeting or the characters that you've researched and the inspirations you get for them. So it's this whole series of things that come together. And I think we've said on a number of occasions, when we finish, people say, well, you must be tired. And physically, yeah, we are, but we're ultra athletes. We're emotionally drained. And you can probably see it in all of our eyes. We're still sort of reeling from, you know, all of the 5 days of culmination of a year's worth of work of the emotions. And when we meet a relative or someone that has traveled a long way to just say, I love what you're doing, or I have this enormous respect for the person that we're honoring, or I have this connection in some way. Every time that happens, you know, we get choked up. And it's a wonderful thing, but it is exhausting.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we'll let you head off. Maybe get some well-deserved rest before Friday. I'm sure that's going to be a fantastic event, and we'll definitely be keeping track. And I'm sure we'll be hearing about plans for the next one. So thanks again, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Good night,
travels, friends.